there's only two things that can happen. You can hit a good shot or a bad shot. So why waste time doing it?
Oh my gosh. You're the host. I'm sorry.
Oh, all right. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Ricky Balls here with another episode of One Over, presented by Breakfast Ball Media Network.
Good start, dude. Good start. I'm taking over. You're done.
You didn't really give me much prep time for this.
New wing. Mr. Breakfast here, episode 36. I have no idea. 36, 37. Quickly, this weekend was sick for women's golf. Lydia Ko won for the first time in a while, just like Jordan Spieth, just like Hideki, just like Stuart Sink until earlier this year. Cork, I'm going to read you some disgusting stats about how good Lydia Ko is
playing. Michelle Wee still playing?
Michelle Wee is still playing. Don't interrupt me.
Hell yeah.
In Lydia Ko's last 90 holes of competitive golf, she's 38 under par. She has made 42% birdies or better. She's hit 86.7% greens in regulation, and her scoring average is 64.4. If Lydia Ko, I don't know if this hold up, but I believe she played 100 holes in a row with one bogey.
Golly.
She hit 73 of her last 84 greens at one point on Saturday night.
Lydia Ko's the truth.
Lydia Ko's the truth. Cork, I'm assuming you know almost nothing about Lydia Ko.
I know nothing about anything.
Okay, she was number one in the world at 17. She's literally Jordan Spieth on crack. Like,
cool.
The career arc of them is very similar in a lot of ways.
She was number one in the world at 17.
Yeah.
I was still learning it. Like, I don't know if I could read a book at 17. Honestly.
You probably couldn't. You still can't. Oh,
I'm 23 now. I don't know. I don't know. Alphabet soup, a bunch of mumbo jumbo.
So really, obviously, would have loved Nelly to win on Saturday, but Lydia Ko's unbeatable right now. Stuart Sink won.
He has a great hat tan.
Great hat tan line. Other than that, I don't care at all about Stuart Sink. He does nothing for me.
I don't know. I didn't know who he was until I saw the headlines he won.
Okay. So, yeah, not a big Stuart Sink podcast. Just a boring. I like the father son thing. That's cool.
What's that? Going to deep dive?
Oh man! So you're okay.
The only reason I know who won this week is because I like somebody. I think I followed a page to win like a giveaway, and I just never unfollowed them. And they posted like Stuart Sink won. I'm like sick. So
his son is his caddy, Reagan.
Really.
Yeah, so it's
did he give
very,
him like insight? Like, is he like in his ear, or is he just kind of like?
It's actually Stuart Sink has played professional golf for 23 years or something like that, and his son is 24, and it's very interesting to see that he will listen to his son on certain things.
I thought his son would be like 12.
Like if it's like me walking into the law firm and being like, "Hey, Mr. Breakfast, I don't think he got a case," and my dad just being like, "Oh, okay,"
like yeah, sure.
It's very much like that. It's cool to see. Commercial. But after commercial, we're going to do – oh, damn it. Thank you to Birdie Book. I have forgotten to thank them at the start of the last, like, 15 shows. And it's a shame because their merchandise is the best merchandise I've ever seen. I'm wearing their visor right now. Use code 1OVER20 to save 20% off your Birdie Book purchase at Birdie_Book on Instagram and Twitter. I nailed it. Cork never does.
After I did once.
You did one time. After commercial, we're going to do two segments. We have a little viewer fan mail or listener fan mail and out of retirement. That's what we're calling it. I didn't think of a good name for the segment. So, okay, Cork, we're going to start with out of retirement. Stuart Sink, 47. Before his win this fall in California, he hadn't won in a very, very long time. And it got me thinking, if you could pull any athlete out of retirement and put them back in their prime, who would it be?
Well, you go first. I got to think about this one for a little bit.
Okay. I'll be honest. I also didn't think of one before the show. I just thought of the segment. Mine would be Pedro Martinez. I think that's where I'm going to go. I wasn't alive for peak Pedro, and I didn't really have a good memory of peak Pedro.
So you're putting them in their prime.
You're putting them back in peak mode. So I'm taking Pedro.
Kobe Bryant.
Dude. I was trying to avoid a little morbidity, but okay. We'll go golfer too. I don't have one. The next segment. Arnold Palmer. That'd be cool. All right. We'll scrap that segment forever.
Give me some sort of time to prepare. I don't know. There's too many retired athletes.
There's a lot of retired athletes. This just in. Second Andrew thing Luck. We got Andrew Luck. Great pick. Cork. Drew Bledsoe. Let's just start naming retired athletes. Let's just do that for the next 5 minutes.
This is no longer one over. This is now.
JS, John Sebastian Jaguar is my final answer, and no more. Okay. Viewer, listener, fan mail. We got a question in from Connor Fountain, friend of the program, big pup. What are your three favorite tee box markers on tour? RBC Heritage at Harbortown Golf Links obviously has some great ones with the lighthouse. Cork, what are your three favorite tee box markers?
So I have, I guess they're not on tour right now. I asked Tom, I said, like, can they be of any time? So I found three historically. They're all pretty recent. The 2015 Honda Classic, our favorite tournament, they had a spaceman. Really freaking cool spaceman. Then the Wells Fargo Championship, the wagon from their logo, Mr. Fargo's wagon. And then also the Wyndham Championship, a lot of like little beach things. So like I was looking at pictures, there's a sandcastle, a beach ball, a shovel. I'll let you go because I have one honorable mention I think is pretty predictable, but I wonder if you have it on your list.
I probably do. I'm glad you didn't pick any of my three. Mine were very predictable. I love the spaceman. I came across that in my research. Maybe I would have watched the Honda this year if they still had that. My three, the FedEx, the little FedEx truck at the WGC, St. Jude. I love FedEx. I like the post office too. Shout out, no hate mail. Number two, the Travelers, obvious.
Yes, I didn't want to say that one because I knew that was coming.
Yeah, that one's my favorite. And then number three, I put the lighthouses this week. I really like lighthouses. And then I also had an honorable mention. Back when the LPGA championship was Wegmans championship, it's a grocery store. They had little grocery carts. Connor gave me his three picks as well.
Nice.
So the John Deere Classic, which is a great one. But Connor said specifically the John Deere Classic of 2017. He really liked those. He also liked the Rocket Mortgage Classic of 2020, which I thought were a little boring, but he had an affinity for them. And then he said he really likes the little U.S. Open boxes that they use, the cute little boxes. But he really liked the ones from Wingfoot this past fall. So Connor really likes the 2017 John Deere, the 2020 Rocket Mortgage City Classic, and the 2020 U.S. Open.
Is there anything linking all of them or?
Let me do a quick Google search of all those events. Type. Bryson DeChambeau won all of those events. So
certified Bryson lover, Connor Fountain, of course.
Bryson's number one fan. Okay, this went really long. Goodbye.
There's only two things that can happen. You can hit a good shot or a bad shot. So why waste time doing it?